Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With both the Jets and Giants losing their games, but we start to look ahead now to week three in the NFL, moving right along as it always does. And obviously the most important time, the biggest time in the sports calendar, we have both the, you know, obviously baseball postseason, NFL underway. You hope both teams here, Mets and Yankees, will be in the playoffs. We know the Yankees will. We're not so sure about the Mets. Is there a team, BT, that you would prefer to face? We know the division's over, so we don't need to rehash that. We have the Yankees, obviously, and the Red Sox 1-2 right now in that wild card race in the American League. You talked about it with Crochet. Obviously, it's imperative the Yankees get home field, or we feel that way. Would you prefer to face the Astros, let's say, or just a half game back of the Red Sox? Potentially the Mariners, who right now are in the division lead, but that's just a game or a half game separation?
I'd probably just lean and say, let's go Red Sox. Let's go. Let's get some spice here. Let's get some spice. I mean, think about the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry, which is nowhere near what it's been. It's just, it's greatly diminished. Now, that's a roll of the dice with Crochet. We talked about that. That definitely changes the complexion of what they could do. You know, whether it's a Rice and the effectiveness of Grisham, and obviously McMahon's a lefty, not that he's a big hitter, but you don't think he'd have much of a chance against Crochet. I realize that that's a tough, tough matchup, and he could pitch more than once, actually, if he had a short outing in game one. But I would say Boston. Let's go with Boston. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the best
matchup. I don't think they hit a lot, Sal.
It would be the best matchup for us to watch, like, as far as entertainment. You know, yeah, you could throw in the Astros, I guess, and maybe get some revenge on them. I think the Red Sox and the Mariners probably be the two most dangerous opponents for the Yankees just because of the pitching for either side. But still, I mean, you Yankees have good pitching as well. You take your chances, especially if it's a home. That's where the problem is. Okay, so first, check mark the division. Okay, Yankees doesn't look promising there. Second will be making sure they secure home field for those three wild card games. And right now, just a game lead over the Red Sox. I was shocked last night by the way the Yankees got beat up by the Twinkies, which usually doesn't happen. I would be even more shocked if the Yankees don't finish 10-2, 9-3 over the final 12 games here.
Well, they better, because if they don't, they're not going to get that top wild card, and yeah, they're not going to host. So, yeah, I mean, you would think so. I mean, we've pointed to this stretch for a while. You know, you got the Twins, you got the Orioles, you got the White Sox, but, you know, they did enough during the gauntlet, as everybody tends to call it here, but I don't think that they were amazing during the gauntlet. I mean, right, they were good. They stabilized things, and they certainly quelled some fears. And
well, they won some series.
They did. They repositioned the narrative a little bit here, but there's still a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. Joey Clams.
How you doing, BT? Hey, Sally boy. Hey. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, listen, before I get to my Eddie Jackman and Yankees, you guys are invited Thursday night to the grand opening in Edgewater to the Metropolitan Cigar Lounge. There's going to be food, music, and everything. I was at the River Palm last night, Sally.
I love that place. That's the steakhouse in Edgewater. You used to live over there.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, I love one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life over there.
Oh, beautiful. 6 o'clock Thursday night, the Metropolitan Cigar Lounge.
All right, well, we appreciate
Eddie
that.
Jackman. Eddie Jackman, I was at the game in 1975. I was a 10-year-old. They traded him on a Friday to the Red Wings, and they wind up Rangers playing the Red Wings that Sunday. I was there with my aunt, my uncle, my father, and the place was chanting, Eddie, Eddie. And he had his hands in his face. He was crying. And rest in peace from all the boys from Section 416 back in the 90s before they split us up.
Love that.
Yeah, and my Yankee, yeah, baby, 416's in the house. Hey, with my Yankees, this is a big playoffs for Boone. Every team that's in the playoffs, all the managers, I'll manage them every year. And if we're going to play the Red Sox, where Corbin says, oh, I like coming to Yankee Stadium. We have fun playing here. This is on Boone, and this is on Judge. You've got to punch them in the face, and you don't make them leave there with a win. You got to bury this team.
Enough's enough.
We got to get tough.
You're so right, Joe. Good call. Appreciate the invite as well. How many more years do we have to say, Aaron, come on, buddy. We know all the numbers talking about Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone, but, Aaron Judge, the spotlight is just going to be massive when the playoffs start for him.
Think of it this way. I'm curious to get your take on it. What would you deem, as somebody who has said, okay, you didn't expect them to win the division, as somebody who said you don't expect them to win the World Series, what would you deem a successful Yankee season at this point?
Well, you see, that there's a fine line there because to me, success, I might not think that you're going to get there, but I'm not going to anoint it successful just by getting like a wild.
Let's say they beat the Red Sox in the first round and then lose in the division round or lose in the ALCS. Are you like, okay, well, I didn't expect them to go that far, so.
No.
Okay.
No. I would think that. The only way that I would not even feel good, but feel as if they accomplished something small would be you got to get back to the World Series. And if you lose to a better team, you got to tip the cap. Not that you're taking bows with that, but anything short of the World Series is not good enough.
Brian is calling from Woodmere. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's good up, buddy?
Yeah, so I couldn't agree more, honestly. You got to get back to the World Series. Back to what you guys were saying before about the disappointment, I think it feels that way because, they made it last year. But honestly, it's felt like a disappointment for the last couple years now. It's been World Series or bust since Judges got here, and we just haven't been able to cross that finish line. And if you don't make it back this year, at least, it's got to be a disappointment again.
Yeah, and thanks for the call there. Listen, there's no doubt, but I wonder, and this is a bigger issue down the road, this is not a team in certain aspects that's going to be together for 3, 4, 5 years. Just not. We don't even know if Grisham's going to be back. We don't know who's playing first base. We don't know who's playing shortstop. And I guess that's my ultimate point here, Sal, why I never really bought into going into the season and early in the season. Even when the Yankees were playing really well, I just never looked at them as a world. I never took the cheese fully because there's definitely some issues that we all know, and I they're going to have to be addressed downstream. They're bigger issues in a lot of ways. The Yankees to win whatever 93, 94 games this year and be a playoff team and win a couple of the series. If you're an honest Yankee fan, now this might get away from the Yankee mantra championship or bust, but if you're truly honest with yourself, this is kind of a year in transition, even though they spent some money and got some guys and brought in Fried and made some moves. You lost Soto and you lost Cole. Those are shots.
I think they themselves would acknowledge that. That's been reported kind of why at the trade deadline, while they did a lot, maybe didn't go all the way in, just trying to piece it together any which way that they could, get in, hope to go on a run. And look, maybe you can make the case that they're going to be in a better spot, even though it seems more difficult having to play another round to beat a quality team or a dangerous team in the wild card. There are cases to be made that if you don't have that bye, maybe you can have more success. We get into that conversation on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.